एक मिनट रुक जाओ, रेडी होने दो। चलो ये कर लेते हैं, दिस कुड बी अ ग्रेट इंट्रो।
हाय, आई एम अक्षय।
हाय, दिस इज सौरभ एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू द फाउंडर थीसिस पॉडकास्ट। वी मीट सम ऑफ द मोस्ट सेलिब्रेटेड स्टार्टअप फाउंडर्स इन द कंट्री
एंड वी वांट टू लर्न हाउ टू बिल्ड अ यूनिकॉर्न।
माय नेम इज अमित लखोटिया एंड आई एम द फाउंडर एंड सीईओ फॉर पार्क प्लस।
Everyone knows this jingle when a payment is made using the Paytm wallet. But did you know that way back in 2012, when Amit Lakhotia joined Paytm as a very young fintech startup, it did not have a wallet. And in fact, it was Amit's initiative to launch a wallet for Paytm and take it through the journey of becoming India's default alternative to cash. Despite his successes as an employee, Amit was always driven by the need to create an impact as the founder of a business. And finally, he took the plunge in 2019 with his venture Park Plus. Park Plus has been an agile startup adapting to the need of the time and supporting India in combating the second wave of COVID while also scaling up its core offering. Here's Amit telling Akshay Dutt about his experience at IIM Ahmedabad, which he joined a year after completing his engineering degree.
IIM experience was actually transformational. Like every guy you meet is like a topper somewhere. Every guy you meet has like tons of credit in his life earlier, and you were like, "Yar, main is jagah kaise aa gaya?" And like people will just keep mesmerizing you. Like the same guy will be topping in academics, would be good in sports. Some guys would be good in music as well, and you are like, "Yar, humne to kuch kiya hi nahi life mein." So that constant reminder, like, will keep hitting you one way or the other. That I should have probably made more use of my graduation days. That's what you saw people doing there, and that is one thing. The second thing is respect for time. So IIM, most of the deadlines would be like 8:59:59, so which means you have to, like, it can't be even 9 o'clock, it is 8:59:59. So systems, whether it is online, whether offline, they will close. Like I have seen my class professors just shutting down doors of class on me because I was just like maybe a second late. They could see me running to the class, but the class doors still got, like, imagine you waking up at like 8:50, realizing the class is at 9, and then you are running literally a kilometer to just reach to the class, and still you are probably late by a couple of seconds. The professor can see you running towards him. You are like 20-25 meters from the class, and still the door gets shut down on your face. So those things happened. And then what you also understood was, like, because the quality of peers around you was very high, the quality of work expectation was also very high. People will call it out if you try to bullshit, if you try to present crap. Wo sara cheez tha. I think the quality of peers was very, very high. That was like unthinkable type. And then you go through the heavy pressure situations, whether it is in, so, like, surprise quizzes every day. You don't know which subject quiz would happen today. Placements, obviously, again, like, it sounds very exciting from outside. That, oh, top companies come. Yeah, matlab, top companies would come. But what would happen is those 3, 4, 5, 6 days of placements, like, it is nerve-wracking. Because you just move from one room to another room for another conversation, another room to another room for another conversation.
So, make my trip kaise hua? Because us time pe make my trip must have been very high risk, na? Wo us time pe to, wo matlab, like the top employers would have been banks, FMCGs, consulting companies.
So everybody wanted to be a consultant or a banker at that point of time. Like these were the highest paying jobs at that time. I used to run a small souvenir shop within the campus. So, which is like every campus has this souvenir shop. And our shop, the IIM shop, was run by students. Normally, people will run it for a point, from a point of view, a CV point. Okay, I can write, like, and I ran that business very, very seriously. So, I converted that to, from a loss of, say, 30, 40, 50,000 an annum to a profit of about 1.5 lakh rupees per annum. And I used to spend, and in about 8-9 months, and I used to spend a lot of time doing that. And I understood that that was my calling. I never wanted to be a banker. I never wanted to be a consultant.
Well, aapko dhanda chalana tha, basically.
So I realized my kick was there. I got a private equity from campus, private equity campus from the offer. And, but I still thought that nahi yaar, wo nahi karna hai. I'm still too early. I don't even understand business. I would like, I think of investment as in a private equity stuff. And till the time I am not in a operating role, I don't think so. I can understand business and the pressure that goes along with it. So like I came out and at that point of time, I did my summer internship at ITC. And I realized that the whole FMCG distribution was broken. Like it was completely dependent on the last guy, whether he's sincere, not sincere, etc. A typical a sales guy would look at one particular area with 1,000 shops, but he can go only to 10-15 shops in a day, which means probably he'll cover about only 30-40 shops. Rest are at the mercy of the other shopkeepers, distributors, etc. And I thought that if there is a system which can digitize everything, like a company real time knows how much of stock is available at any point of time, and if it is depleting, the company can immediately send fresh stock without depending on the sales guy, because that quality is can't be consistent. I said that company would have a lot of leverage, and that is the point of time. Like we used to tell our friends in US, "Bhai, tu jab US se aa raha ho, to mere liye laptop le aiyo ya camera le aiyo." The understanding was that because it is online, you can stock it at a remote warehouse. And then when people order it, you can ship from there. So you don't have to pay your costs around location, rent, lot of employees, etc. And I was one of those guys who used to love coding at that part of time. So I said, I would look at an internet company to start. And us time itna pata nahi tha ki you would require so much capital even for an internet company. Companies can burn billions of dollars without getting profitable. Most time we thought shuru ho jayega to fir cheeze aa jayegi. And that is where I reached out to people. And that time there were only three decent sized internet companies, Shadi, Naukri and Make My Trip. And Naukri had done their IPO, so they were big. And Shadi, at that age, I didn't want to join anything which is remotely connected to marriages. And then Make My Trip was the only company left in the whole set. And I reached out to Deep. Deep was senior at IMA, super senior, 92 batch. He was very surprised because the Make My Trip wasn't the company people used to aspire from IMA or any of the IMs actually. So I was the first IMA grad to join Make My Trip after IMA. There was no other IMA guy at that point of time. So and idea was in my first meeting I told Deep ki sir mere ko aata nahi hai, but my aim is to spend 3-4 years and build a strong business. So give me a business which doesn't require a lot of intervention from a lot of other people, but still can become sizable. And Deep said, see, we are a B2C company. So if you become a part of a B2C business, koi na koi terko pain marta rahega. And so why don't you look at our B2B business? So he said, while B2B is not very sexy, but India is B2B right now. That time card penetration was lower, internet penetration was lower, smartphones were negligible, wo sab kuch tha. So, and most of the ticket bookings, I think 90-95% of the bookings were happening through travel agents. So he said, why don't you look at that business? He said clearly that gradually internet penetration, etc. will increase, B2C will become bigger. But that time will come at a certain time. Abhi to nahi hai wo time. So I said, that's okay, I'll look at that business. So my role was to build the whole B2B distribution business, which means that travel agents, corporates, etc. could log in into the Make My Trip platform at that point of time and to book. And that was by the time I left, close to $100 million annual GMV business. And it was profitable. And actually, it was about one fourth of Make My Trip business at that time.
Well, you started from zero, this business?
Yeah, started from zero. Wo nahi tha. And for like, and what also happened was, like I joined Make My Trip in 2007 and 2008 recession hit. And so company did not had enough money to even invest. Like, and so for like a whole year and a half, I kept running with like just two engineers.
To build the product? Matlab?
To build the product, huh? So that was a super painful time at that point of time, because I did not come, I wasn't a very, very extrovert guy. So, and I haven't done sales in my life earlier. Matlab, wo tha business karna hai, but zindagi mein kabhi bahar jaake kuch becha nahi tha. And when you go out, to phir uske baad, it was uncomfortable because McMartrip was known as a B2C brand. There was no B2B variant at that point of time. I spent nearly a year to build the B2B variant. And by 2009, when the things started becoming better, company started giving more investment in this business. And that is where I set up the whole sales team, distribution team. The business scaled up well at that point of time.
Shuru mein aap hi salesman the. Matlab, you used to
go. I used to go.
And did you like target the agencies first, your corporates first?
Agencies. I went to a couple of corporates and then I realized that my product is not at that level. And most of the corporates didn't want to do DIY at that point of time. And the features they would ask for, ye bhi automate hona chahiye, ye bhi hona chahiye, ye bhi hona chahiye. Then I realized that we are still some time away. Let me first build the product from a travel agent point of view and then probably go to the corporate part.
Got it. Okay. Theek hai. So, and then, you know, what made you switch and, you know, move to another company? Like, I think you had your own startup after that, na?
So, like, I spent about 4 years at Make My Trip, saw the IPO happening. And like I told you, na, I was always keen on doing my own stuff. So, one of my friends at Make My Trip, like, he started this taxi company called Get Me Cab. And the basic thesis was that the flight has been already aggregated by Make My Trip. And rail is already aggregated online. Bus is aggregated by Redbus. What are left, things left, which are hotels and cabs. And the way Make My Trip wanted to sell hotel was to list hotels and then sell. And my approach was slightly different. I was thinking that this is not the way Indian consumers transact hotels. What they do is they get to the location, see 3-4 hotels themselves. They negotiate on the price and they go to the best hotel available. So I said, why don't we replicate this same scenario in the offline world? So what would in the online world? So what would happen is, and that time the cab services was broken. There was no way to book a cab also. And what was also interesting was, like, if you look at most of the top locations in India, like, for example, if you look Delhi as an example, you look Shimla, Manali, Mussoorie, Nainital, Dehradun, Jaipur, like all these locations are not very well connected by trains or airports. Or even if they are connected, they are super expensive. Like you can't take a 4-member, 5-member family from Delhi to Shimla in a flight. Matlab, possible nahi hai. And roads were fairly well connected. So I said most of the people will be driving through roads. So like, and taxi, there was no taxi service. So idea was like, if I can put people in my taxi, the driver takes them to the 4 hotels which I've already shortlisted and tell them to negotiate whatever the price they want to negotiate. Also, driver tells them an indicative value, saying typically this hotel becomes available at this price, etc. So that way, like, what happens is customer gets that his kick that I have seen the hotels, I have negotiated, etc., etc. I don't care about which hotel customer books, because all 4 are my hotels. And with hotel here, I have a clear understanding that I'll get a 15-20% cut. And what also happens is, see, now the guy is in your cab, right? And my understanding was gradually where to eat, where to shop, what to activities to do. Everything is normally driven through driver. And see, today we are very well connected on phones. And we can check reviews, etc. That is the point of time. Smartphones weren't prevalent. So I was like, anyways, you are asking the driver. Even today, like when you go to a location, you can always, you always start with asking driver, bhaiya aur kaun si jagah hai? And driver will tell you, yahan jana hai, yahan jana hai, yahan jana hai. Then you might do a review, check, etc. But driver plays a key important role when in your outstation trip. So my idea was, if that whole all set of activities get completed on my platform itself, like I can make a 15-20% cut on every activity. And like then suddenly, like if your per day spend is like 5,000 rupees, which is including your hotel, which is including your food, which is including some part of shopping, etc. And if I can make like a 15-18% out there, I'll make like a 500 to 1,000 rupees per day of that trip. And if that trip is like 3-5 days, then suddenly you can make 3-5,000 rupees. And that business started working that way.
So if I understand correctly, people could book a taxi, let's say from Delhi to Shimla on your platform. And when they book the taxi, then you also have these upselling happening there, in which you introduce them to hotels, introduce them to places to eat, etc. And you are also earning from those introductions.
That's right.
Okay, got it. So, like, you know, what happened? Like, this was a 1-year experiment. Why did it not work out?
So, actually, from a business point of view, it did very well. Like, we broke even in the third month of operation. We were doing close to about 100 transactions a day. And all our capex, opex of the office, all salaries, etc. We were bootstrapped. And everything was still like getting paid through the revenue generated by the business. So it was a fairly decent business. That time Ola also came. Ola was actually a year ahead of us. And then Ola and Taxi 4 shifted their focus from outstation to within city. And Ola also raised some capital. Taxi for sure was also raising capital. And that is the point of time when there wasn't a lot of capital available, or even if it was available, it was coming at a very high cost. Like they will say, we'll give you 2 crore, but we'll value company at say 7 crore, 10 crore, that kind of stuff. And I was like, ki yaar, agar crore, 2 crore hi uthane hai, to fir wo, like we had made some money out of Make My Trip ESOPs when we had sold them. And then I said, like, what is the point of spending, raising 2 crore at 7 crore type? Koi fayda nahi hai. And that is where me and my partner had a disconnect. So I was one of those guys who wanted to build the business aggressively. You want to build a big business. The other guy, like, we had a philosophy difference and how to build the business, how to run a business, etc. So it didn't work out between both of us. So I said, okay, that's okay. Like, you started the business, you should continue with the business. Then I moved out types.
Okay. And that business obviously didn't scale much, na? Because aaj to
wo uske baad, haan, wo exist karta hai, but like it is still very small.
Acha. Okay. Theek hai. So then you joined Paytm.
Then I joined. Like, I was trying to figure out what to do. And since this business had done well, like from an operations point of view, like it built that confidence that chal jayega, bana lunga. So I was again looking at doing my own stuff. But that time it wasn't very clear ki kya banana chahiye. Like Snapdeal was still selling coupons, Flipkart was selling books, etc. And mera na un dhande mein bahut confidence nahi tha. I was like, yaar, coupon wala dhande mein kya maza aayega? Kuch maza hi nahi hai. Matlab, beyond a point, people aren't going to look at coupons, etc. That can't be a value prop. So, wo sari cheeze thi. So, I was still trying to figure out what to do. And that is the point of time I met Vijay. And at one of somewhere. And Vijay said, why don't you come and build payments for us? And my Make My Trip experience taught me that payments in India were very bad at that point of time. Success rates were low. Response rates were very, very bad. Refunds could take anywhere between 3 to 4 weeks to come in. There was no visibility on when the refunds would, etc., happen. So I knew that payment experience was broken. And that is the point of time I also realized that I don't know what will click in India for online sales. But whatever will click, it will require payments. So farak hi nahi padta kya bada hoga, jo bada hoga, usko payment chahiyega. So I said, let's improve the payment experience.
Okay. And this was B2B or B2C?
This was B2C.
Okay.
Consumer experience.
Okay. तो मतलब जो Paytm का जो मेन वॉलेट बिजनेस है, तो दैट इज व्हाट यू बिल्ट.
हां, दैट इज व्हाट आई बिल्ट. So the idea was like there were two thoughts. One is everybody at that point of time was focusing on improving the payment gateway success. So like PayU was there, Cetra started, CC Avenue started, etc. And I was like, in payment bank, payment gateway, I am finally dependent still on the bank. Because finally, for example, if user selects net banking, like I can show him pre-selected net banking, that's okay. But finally, he will land on the bank page to enter his credential, do the transaction. And if the bank page are not smooth, so finally, wo aapko fight hogi hogi. I wanted to build a business where I can take the bank out of the picture. So, and that is where the wallet concept came in. So I said, if the user keeps money with me, then I can get the transaction done without involving bank. Effectively, like I need bank only for adding money in the wallet.
This was like originally your idea to start the wallet?
Yeah. So and that was very, very radical because everybody was like, why will people add money in the wallet? You don't even pay interest. Why would people trust you? And all those conversations happened. And I also did not have an answer. Ki kyun karenge? But I was like, if the payment would be solved, this is the only way. I can't see of any other way because there are 40 different banks in country. Even if one bank or two bank improves their infra, it doesn't matter because the rest banks look messed up. So the only way to do is to handle it yourself. And then we had started a recharge as a use case.
Huh. Us time pe, I think Paytm was basically a recharge company, na? Like.
Haan, recharge company tha.
When you joined. Huh.
So then I said, yeah, recharge karte hain. And so what happened was like, one is the payment failure. But the second used to also happen is the operator failure, fulfillment failure. So even if the money is debited, like for example, 10% of the time Airtel site is down or Airtel app is down. BSNL used to be very, very down for a longer time. And there were like 7-8 operators at that point of time, like Aircel, Voda, and even like Tata Communications, like 7-8 players were there.
Videocon ka bhi tha.
Haan, wo sab kuch tha. So what used to happen was like 10% of the transactions were failing from fulfillment point of view. And on the thank you page, we were saying your transaction has failed, take refund, your refund will be processed. And user used to say, bhai, mereko refund nahi chahiye. Kyunki refund to anyways, you wo 3-4 hafte mein aayega, mujhe charge karke do na phone. And then we realized ki, this is a great use case for wallet. So we started telling people that while your transaction has failed, but the money is there in the wallet, you can use it to recharge again, try again. So people said, "Arey, ye to achha hai ki because now I don't have to go through that whole payment flow because payment flow itself has like a 30% failure. So every time you try again, and there is a chance that 30% of the time it will fail again. So you were like, yaar, ye to problem hai. Ab kam se kam paisa wallet mein to retrial faster ho gaye. And then what we said was, okay, you don't have to worry. We'll retry automatically for you for 3 hours because the money is with me. Whenever the recharge happens, I'll give you the recharge." So customers were like, wow, this is amazing. So vaisa hua. And what also happened is, as the recharge business grew, the wallet business started growing automatically. Like users use case around wallet, education around wallet automatically started happening. Like in about 6 months, we started doing about 70,000, 100,000 transactions on recharge. And 10%, as I said, was failing. So every day we were effectively creating 10,000 wallets. So like 8-10,000 people were getting taught every day in terms of, and what also happens is mobile recharge, people used to see, there were two things that used to happen. The first thing was at that point of time, every home had one person who was considered to be good with technology. So sare recharge na usi ko bol diye jaate the, papa bhi usko bolenge, bhai bhi usko bolega, behan bhi mummy usi ko bolegi, mamma bhi usi ko bolegi. So, ab wo banda burden ho gaya. Because what would happen is, he was expected to deliver. He can't say ki recharge nahi hua for whatever reason. Like you will tell him ki bhai ye 100 rupees ka recharge kar diyo, and 10 minute baad bolega abhi to kiya nahi kiya. Now to save his pride, ego, etc., he has to get the recharge done in 10 minutes. And now like somebody is on Airtel within home, somebody is on Voda. Now this guy can't go once to Airtel and then through Voda. What started happening was that this guy then started coming to Paytm ki yahan sab mil jata hai. एंड सेकंड क्या होने लगा कि ही बिकॉज नाउ ही हैज टू डू टू थ्री रिचार्जेस सो व्हाट वुड हैपन इज रादर देन डूइंग इट थ्रू पेमेंट गेटवे एवरी टाइम ही आल्सो रियलाइज कि यार 2000 रुपए डाल दो इसमें फिर 100-200 करके कर दो जब करना है तो ही डजंट हैव टू गो थ्रू द पेमेंट फ्लो अगेन एंड अगेन So I think that was a very interesting insight that came in at that point of time. So like these users and the typical Indian users are not known to like keep a lot of money with telcos because of the vast business, etc. Like they were uncomfortable. They were not sure of safety of their money. मतलब वो कौन से रिंगटोन अचानक एक्टिवेट हो जाएगी और उसके 10 रुपए का अचानक कट जाएंगे. So like people said, okay, people used to tell telcos कि अच्छा आप smart हो ना. तो हम सुपर स्मार्ट हम पैसे ही नहीं रखेंगे काटोगे इसको सो पीपल यूज टू रिचार्ज लाइक एज लाइक इट इज नॉट लाइक वी विल कीप 1000 रुपीस विद एयरटेल सो व्हाट पीपल स्टार्टेड डूइंग इज लेट्स कीप 1000 रुपीस विद पेटीएम एंड देन कीप एडिंग 100 रुपीस टू एयरटेल रादर देन कीपिंग 1000 रुपीस विद एयरटेल तो वैसा हुआ तो देन थिंग्स स्टार्टेड द रिचार्ज बिजनेस स्टार्टेड स्केलिंग एंड दैट क्लियरली वैलिडेटेड द यूज केस ऑफ वॉलेट
So when did it become beyond just recharge? Like wallet ka use case expand kab hua?
Haan main batata hu. So then we applied to RBI for the wallet license. And we got the wallet license in I think 2013 end. And once we got the recharge wallet use case, this thing, then we started approaching the outside merchants like Home Shop at Inn, Zovi, Book My Show, etc.
E-commerce companies, basically.
E-commerce companies. हाँ, मतलब aim was to put wallet at a lot of places. And वो सब होने लगा, and then gradually we started becoming 2-3% of transactions of these companies, which was like bigger than some of the net banking options. And then we integrated with Uber at that point of time. Uber gave us a lot of visibility, PR, etc.
Yeah, Uber was responsible for me also loading my wallet on Paytm.
So Uber had two benefits for us. The first benefit was like it brought a lot of those users who were earlier not on Paytm. Like I'll say high spending users. And second was also happened was like Uber had only Paytm for a long time. So like actually that told merchants, that told consumers that you don't require anything else for payments. Paytm is good enough. And suddenly a lot of merchants, a lot of customers started viewing Paytm very, very seriously. वो अच्छा हुआ एंड लाइक अ लॉट ऑफ डिसीजन मेकर्स वर इन यूजिंग उबर एट एनी पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम
तो व्हेन डिड यू गो ऑफलाइन मतलब वो क्यूआर कोड जो
सो वी वर वेरी क्लियर कि ऑफलाइन तो जाना ही है एंड सम ऑफ द फ्लोस दैट वी स्टार्टेड वर लाइक गिव मोबाइल नंबर टू द मर्चेंट एंड ओटीपी वेलकम एटसेट्रा एंड वी डिडंट लाइक दोस फ्लोस वी सेड लाइक इट इज जस्ट टू कंबरसम एंड दैट इज अ पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम द चाइना इन्वेस्टमेंट हैपेंड आई वेंट टू चाइना एंड टू सी हाउ थिंग्स आर गोइंग And then that is the point of time we discovered QR code in China. And usse pehle pata nahi tha kaise hota hai.
Wo matlab Alipay was using QR code.
And we started seeing that everybody in China is using QR code. Matlab it is very popular. And we ourselves tried it and we were like, oh, this is very cool. This is very easy. And it doesn't require two-sided effort. Like earlier, I will give the number to somebody, he'll punch in the number, then I'll give the OTP. This is all time consuming exercise. With QR code, I can just scan at a user side and I can tell the merchant, paise aage dekh lo. So he has to just check. He's not, doesn't need to be involved. And then we started putting QR codes in the world, offline world. Obviously, that time QR codes were novelty. People were like not very, people didn't understand what is this happening. But like when it caused a lot of curiosity because when you go to a merchant, And if you saw someone scanning the QR code, looking at taking out his phone, and you're like, ye kya hota hai? And for a lot of people, it was like a pleasant surprise. Oh, I can pay like this. So a lot of experiment and trials started happening that way. And then like our online penetration became big. And the online started becoming big. Like offline, it started rubbing on the offline world as well. So wo sari cheeze hui us time. And then we applied to the bank license. In about 6 months, we got the bank license. Like we were fairly big. Like digital payments that time meant Paytm. Like there were no other close competitors. Like today when you say I'll message you, so it automatically means that you'll message me on WhatsApp. You don't have to tell me. And that time, like when you say I'll do the digital payments, it meant Paytm. And what we also did was, this was a very interesting, which was transferring money through mobile numbers. That was also a good hack. So like, I don't know with maybe scanning the QR code, but if I can know your number, I can just transfer money. I don't have to bother over like whether I know your bank account or not. Like this was like the UPI thing only, but we did it with wallet. And people were like, for a small ticket, people were just transferring money like this. So that also become very, very popular. So P2P happened, P2M happened. Then the number started shooting up. Like by the time I left, I think we were doing about, I think, some 4 or 5 million transactions a day. So that was the whole journey at Paytm.
So, you know, this was such a powerful journey. From zero, you created India's lead wallet. Why did you leave Paytm? Why couldn't they retain you?
So ye thoda sa complicated story hai. Like I had spent 4 years, we got the bank license, and what was happening was, now there was an opportunity that am I ready to spend another 4 or 5 years to build a bank? And I was very, very keen. I was very, very keen to understand why would a user take our bank account? Like I had already seen that while ICICI offered you say 4% interest rate, and Kotak offered 6%, somebody offered 7% also. It's not that people switched account massively. So we were like, what will make people switch to us? Until the time that doesn't happen, like wallet, you were very clear that it is very convenient to pay. So that value prop was very easy, clear. But with bank account, you are trusting a bank as a user with a bigger set of money. And how do you build that trust? Like you can't build a trust overnight. Like at a individual level also, like would I trust ICICI to keep my money, or would I trust Paytm to keep my money? I think it is very obvious that I'll trust ICICI to keep my money. See, even if Tata tomorrow starts a bank, like it is not that the people will just move. Because people have been banking with somebody, things have been going on fine. It's a large set of money. You don't want to suffer pain. You don't want to suffer surprises. तो वो सारी चीजें नहीं है पॉसिबल. तो आई सेड आई वांट टू हैव अ क्लैरिटी अराउंड कि करना क्या है, एंड आई वांट टू बी कन्विंस्ड माय सेल्फ, एंड दैट इज द पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम लाइक द कंपनी वांटेड टू बिल्ड द होल मार्केट प्लेस बिजनेस. लाइक द होल अटेंशन वाज ऑन द मार्केट प्लेस बिजनेस, एंड देन सडनली द पेमेंट्स बिकेम बिग. एवरीबडी वांटेड टू टॉक अबाउट पेमेंट एटसेट्रा, एंड वो सारी चीजें हुई. And the founder Vijay was obviously in a rush to launch wallet, launch bank, etc. And I wasn't very clear ki kyun. I said like, let's first finalize ki what is the value prop, etc. So, jab tak value prop finalize nahi hai, what is the point of rushing in? So I had a disconnect with Vijay in terms of how to run the bank. And then I said, theek aap chalao, matlab aap founder ho. That is how it worked.
Okay. So I've read that that there has been this kind of Praveen Jadhav, who set up Paytm Money, also quit. Paytm is not able to retain the entrepreneurial people who set up businesses there.
I don't want to comment that way, but every guy who wants to build business will need space and will take his calls. And till the time company doesn't allow that level of calling to happen, to wo hoga. And fundamentally, wo kai bar na ki, you see, building businesses means taking a lot of calls. And these calls sometimes may be logical, sometimes may not seem very logical.
Intuition.
How intuition, na? Sometimes when I look back, I still can't defend it logically. Why would people keep money at Paytm wallet? Jab bank mein interest mil raha hai aur aap interest nahi de rahe ho, how meaningless that interest could be. But why would people keep? Wo logical nahi hai. But that is what your intuition is showing you, that wo 100 rupees ke recharge mein logon ko pain zyada ho raha hai. You can't defend it. Like for example, we Indians, I'll tell you another thing. We Indians have been always brought up with looking at the bill and then paying. Like we go to a supermarket, the guy will say it is 700 rupees, you say bill dena, you look at the bill, and like computer generated bill, usme kya galti hogi? लेकिन आप देखोगे ही देखोगे एंड देन यू पे. एंड व्हाट हैपेंड वाज व्हेन आई बिल्ड द उबर एक्सपीरियंस आई सेड नहीं बिल विल नहीं दिखाएंगे सीधा ऑटो डेबिट हो जाएगा एंड द गाय कैन मूव आउट एंड लाइक वेदर विद इन द कंपनी वेदर विद आरबीआई देयर वर लाइक टन्स ऑफ डिबेट्स. नहीं यार वी इंडियंस आर कंफर्टेबल लुकिंग एट द बिल ऐसे गलत काट दिया तो उबर ने ये तो गलत है यूजर देखना चाहता है एंड आई सेड देन इट इज नॉट द एक्सपीरियंस बिकॉज एक्सपीरियंस इज आई कैन जस्ट वॉक आउट. And there used to be a lot of debate. Matlab, aaj this today it looks very logical. Auto debits. That time, remember, like Uber did not have fixed pricing model. Only at the end of the trip, you would know what is the right price. Aaj to aapko bata deta hai point A to point B, 400 rupees lagega. That time it was like only per kilometer or like those kind of stuff.
But yeah, you're right about that experience. Matlab, you know, the fact ke aap destination pe pahunche, aapne darwaza khola aur aap nikal gaye. Kuch मतलब और कुछ करना ही नहीं है. वाज सो रेवोल्यूशनरी यू नो मतलब यू कुड नॉट इमेजिन दिस काइंड ऑफ कंफर्ट इन यूजिंग अ कैब इन द प्री पेटीएम उबर डेज.
तो अब वो सब वो मतलब वही कह रहा हूँ ना कि दिस इज व्हाट यू बिलीव हाउ द फ्यूचर शुड बी. मतलब ये ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए ना कि नहीं यार लोग यही करते आए हैं तो यही होगा. So, like now, these are the calls that need to be taken. These are example of some of the external calls. Similarly, there are internal calls. And what also happens is sometimes these journeys are 0-1 journey. And whoever has driven that 0-1 journey may not necessarily be the right guy for 1-100 as well. Because what happens is, wo bureaucracy aa jaati hai, focus aa jaata hai, logon ka, bahut log us business ko dekhne lagte hain. Suddenly your investors start telling you कि तो इसको structure करते हैं, इसको ऐसे नहीं ऐसे करते हैं, इसको ऐसे नहीं ऐसे करते हैं. And then you are like यार मैं ये थोड़ी कर रहा हूँ. And especially when you have done the 0-1 journey, मतलब you are like यार तू भाई अपने मेरे को मत सिखाना, मैं तो बना के लाया हूँ. मतलब तेरे को हवा भी नहीं है कि क्या बनता है. Like whether that is arrogance, whether that is something else, I don't know. But you start feeling कि यार मैं बना के लाया हूँ तो मुझे करने देना और मैं कर ही रहा हूँ. Why are you interfering unnecessarily? So those things happen.
Okay. So you then started looking for your next 0-1 journey?
Haan. So like after Paytm, I was home for about 5-6 months. And typically that's how I operated. Before Paytm also, I was at home for 3 months. So I normally take like a 3-4 month off, complete off, not doing anything at all. After every stint. So waisa kiya hua life mein kai bari. So that happened, and then that is the point of time, the whole Tokopedia, I was trying to figure out what to do. And incidentally, SoftBank as well as Sequoia approached me for their Indian companies. And I wasn't very convinced about their Indian companies at that point of time. And both of them referred about Tokopedia. And I was like, India se bahar kaun jayega? But then like I went, looked at the Indonesian market. I spent about a week there. I liked the business. I like the market. And then I said, theek hai, try karte hain.
What is Tokopedia?
Tokopedia is like a Flipkart equivalent of Indonesia. Actually, more than Flipkart, it is like a Taobao equivalent of Indonesia. So it's a pure play marketplace. Actually, Indians haven't seen how is a pure play marketplace work. Because if you look at Flipkart, if you look at Amazon, these guys stock inventory. These are selling their own. These are also setting their whole prices. Because they own the inventory. Merchants are not owning. Merchants are not. So, like, this is more like a not a market. This is like a branch.
It's like online retail, basically.
So then I said, ki bhai, I liked the way Toko has built. Like, there were tons of merchants. Like, there were millions of merchants on Tokopedia. Genuine merchants. Like, Tokopedia did not own a single SKU of inventory. Everything was sold by merchants. Customer would select which merchant. Customer will select which payment method. In fact, customer will also select which mode of delivery. So, for example, today in India, you don't know whether it is going to be delivered by Blue Dart or Gati or like anybody else. Customer there would select. So, like, it was a pure play marketplace everywhere. So, that business scaled up very well in about next 2.5 years. Became like a $7 billion business. They raised about $7 billion. Raised about $1 billion at about $7 billion valuation by the time I left. Again, from Alibaba and SoftBank. And that is the point of time my wife was expecting.
What was your role there, Tokopedia?
My role was to build the whole digital and fintech business. So imagine building a whole Paytm within a Flipkart. Not only payment, but like Paytm has this whole billing thing. Paytm has this whole fintech thing. Wallet is another thing. So building all that within Tokopedia was my role. So that happened. And that again did very well. And as I said, my wife was expecting the second kid at that point of time. So then I came back, spent about another 6 months, 9 months actually doing again nothing. And then I figured out, I was very, and what my Indonesian experience taught me was Indonesia's per capita income was 2x of India's per capita income. And this is also what my Paytm experience taught me, that when I left Paytm, we were, I think, at about 120, 150 million wallets. But the actual frequently transacting wallets, I think, were only 20, 30 million. It took us a lot of effort for getting the other users to keep transacting. And my realization in both the cases was there were limited Indians with spending power. So the people who have standing power, to wo to cheeze ho rahi hai, wo to spend kar rahe hain. But others, it is tough. So I said, whatever I want to build for Indians who have the spending power. So the first part of journey was obviously to build everything for all Indians. But the second part of the journey has been as a business, it makes sense to spend. And I always wanted to always have a social angle to my business. So I was like, how do we improve the life of the people? And then when you look at your city, it's parking is a problem, road driving is a problem. Urban infra is a problem. Gadkari ji is constructing 30, 40 kilometers of road every day. And that is changing infra across India. But most of those roads are being constructed outside main cities. If somebody is constructing 30, 40, 50 kilometers of roads every day outside Delhi, and my main commute is in Delhi, it doesn't solve my day-to-day problem. That is important for trucks to travel. That is important for goods to move. That is also important when I go from Delhi to, say, as sightseeing, but it doesn't impact my day-to-day stuff. So that day-to-day stuff is a problem. So I said, is it possible for us to improve the quality of living for urban cities in India? And this is how the Park Plus thing came in.
Okay. So what is you would not have done so many things in the first version of the product. Na shuru mein aapne koi ek smaller area select kiya hoga. So tell me about that journey. What did you decide to focus on, and then how did you expand the offerings gradually?
So I think the first thing we wanted to solve for was the parking problem. So every customer could easily identify with the parking problem. Ki kya problem hai, kya nahi hai. Everybody knew that he's spending 5 to 10 minutes every morning figuring out where to park. There is a wastage of time, there's a wastage of fuel, and there is a mental stress getting built. And then you end up parking on the road, which just congests the road further. If we have a typically a three lane road, typically one lane gets reduced, gets out of the equation just because people have parked their cars there. So suddenly your road capacity has come down by 33%. So wo problems hai. So now what happened was, we started aggregating supply, going to the suppliers, getting them on board, giving them our app, giving them our POS devices, etc.
What do you mean supplier? The parking lots?
The parking operators.
This would be the MCD operators, private operators.
Exactly. So, वैसा वाला scene है. So, we started getting them in on board. So, and we started building the product. But at that same time, the COVID thing happened, lockdown happened, etc. Let's not focus a lot more on parking because that is going to take some time. So, we started focusing on building the access control product that we talked about, going to societies. Every time you get out of the society, it takes you a couple of minutes because the guard will stop you, look at the sticker, and then manually allow you. It's like an irritant every morning. Every time you go in, every time you go out, it's an irritant. And what also happens is some of the societies who have the windshield, and there are multiple stickers. So if you have lived in, for example, 2-3 societies, you have worked in 2-3 companies, the chances are like your car windshield is like a ad dashboard. Like I've seen people with stickers of PwC, KPMG as well as EY. There is no way anybody can work in the same company, well, all three companies at the same time. So everybody is looking at manual stickers. And it, so I said, is it possible if we can build a single RFID tag which works everywhere? So that is the journey where we started with. And then we started onboarding corporates, then we started onboarding societies, malls, etc. That is the journey we started with, and that is the business we started scaling up fairly well. Now, like about 12-15% of whole Gurgaon, about 10% of whole Bombay, 5% of all Bangalore societies uses. Tons of corporates like Vatika, Brookfield, ENY, these guys, Hiranandani, Mindspace, Blackstone, all these guys use our system today. If you, you can't go like a kilometer in Gurgaon without crossing a Park Plus society today. So that business has been scaling up well. And at the end of the year, like we realized that the government is pushing FASTag significantly. So we said, is it possible for us to build our own network of for issuing FASTag? So we tied up with IDFC Bank. We became the biggest issuer of FASTag for them.
Okay. So, matlab, the FASTag is built into your single RFID. Yeah, there is a second.
Yeah. So, the FASTag is built in the single RFID system.
Okay. And who pays for this RFID? Does the car owner pay for it? Yeah, the society pay.
Societies pay for this. But most of the time, the societies charge the car owner themselves. Like one way or the other, the car owner will pay.
And how much does it cost the society to, like, you know, what is the economics of it?
So typically, like, what we have done is rather than the capex model, see, we realize that a lot of societies also had the existing barriers. But most of the time, that the barriers won't work because the vendor would have taken the capex money and then he will vanish. Nobody bothered about servicing. So what we said was rather than doing capex, let's do opex. So wo kiya to like society typically pays about 7,000 rupees per gate per month. So we have built it in a kind of a rental model. So the hardware remains of Park Plus all the time, but societies keep paying a rental. And from a society point of view, it is a great solution because now they don't have to bother about the maintaining the hardware. That is all Park Plus hassles. What also happens is if tomorrow the hardware doesn't work for whatever reason, the society doesn't need to pay me.
So you install a RFID reader and that boom barrier.
Exactly.
And you issue whatever number of, but you must be charging something per issue of RFID.
So we charge 100 rupees. The RFID tag consists charged for 100 rupees. That's a one time thing.
Okay. Got it. So you're competing here with companies like MyGate, no? MyGate also has a...
So MyGate is actually a partner because what happens is MyGate looks at the visitors and my solution is a lot more directed toward the residents who have the cars. So it is a slight nuance. There is some nuance out there. So MyGate is not into hardware. So what we do is we work with them. See, one of the things which most of the Indian entrepreneurs have done wrong in last few years is they have tried to build everything of their own. Like if you look at Paytm, they'll say, we apni movie ticket bhi karenge, hum apna travel bhi karenge, etc., etc. So like now, aap to movie ticket karoge, fir aap book my show ki dhande ki aisi taisi kar doge. Because now you are competing with them. Similarly, now you have also not built your movie ticket business. And Book My Show also lost money in competing with you. It doesn't help anyone. Same thing happened for travel. Like you can look at more such examples where people say we want to do everything. See, my idea is very simple. Like build a lot more partners. You don't need to do everything yourself. You figure out what do you want to do. And for us, everything you get a partner. So like that helps in reducing competition, that helps you in also making commercials viable for yourself. And that also helps in improving the quality of your product because now you are not focusing on building tons of things. You are focusing on building specific things which you want to be good at. So we said like we integrated with MyGate. So my notifications go into MyGate app itself. we don't present different solutions to the society. So wherever the MyGate solution is available, we integrate that solution. So this obviously a partnership approach, or I'll say collaborative approach, is something what I've been focusing on, like whether it is society business, whether it is gradually the other parts of the car business. My intent is very, very clear. I want to work with tons of partners who would be responsible for doing their fulfillment of services on their side. And I'll tell the customers clearly that this service is provided by this partner.
Okay, got it. So then you don't really have any direct competitor as such. Now, I guess your competitors be the CapEx companies, jo one-time charge karti hai. But is tarike ka competitor koi hoga nahi aapka, jo monthly subscription lete hai.
So what happens is not only that, like, see, even the companies who do CapEx, they, like most of the companies in India are traders. They import from China and they put it. Nobody had any kind of a tech expertise under around how it works, how to solve issues, etc. See, like, for example, what is happening right now, like oxygen concentrators, oximeters, cylinders, etc. Like every Tom, Dick and Harry is trying to import from China and sell it. Nobody has any tech understanding of how the product operates, what are the kind of nuances in the product. Kisi ko kuch hawa nahi. So wo, matlab, we India has been land of traders for long. So wo, matlab, like getting deep into a product normally log nahi karte. Log kehte hain ye product liya maine bech diya ab aage aap jano. Basic understanding banti rahegi over a period of time about the product. But like the way we operate, like for example, I know that I do a lot of preventive stuff. Like for example, I know this barrier hasn't opened in the morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. I know automatically. So I know ki achha kuch to problem hui hogi. So matlab, like I don't wait for societies to send me a complaint. I know it automatically. And then we build tons of layers on top of it. Like for example, we allow the guard there itself to complain automatically. I know which car there is a problem. I used to read the tag of this car earlier automatically. Pichle 2-3 baar se problem hui hai. So kya problem hui hai? Like all that is system driven. So when that is system driven, like my complaint rate goes down significantly.
Okay. So abhi your business lines are basically these two, like the
three business lines: access control, parking, and FASTag. And then we are adding more business lines.
So parking is like a B2C play and these two are more B2B, like here you are.
No, parking and FASTag is also B2C play. Access is the B2B. Access, I get paid by the society, but the play again is B2C, because finally it is a customer. Like it is not like I'm not installing a electricity meter which the customer doesn't know. What I'm installing is this one piece of system which is visible in front of user, and if it doesn't work, the user has a direct pain. So while I get paid by the societies for sure, but
do you have an app also?
Yeah, we have a Park Plus app, which now we are about to touch about 1 million downloads.
So what is the app for? Like, is it for the parking, finding parking?
So it's like parking, access control. And even in access control, what we have made is like a smart access control. Like, for example, you can say that this access control, like for example, my car tag should not be read. Like you are going out for say next 10 days. Now you don't want somebody in your absence to take out the car from the society. So you can lock the tag from the app itself. Every time your car enters the society, exits the society, you get a notification on the app. Like if you have a 15-year-old kid at home and you are sitting at office, you never know how many times he takes your car out. So, वो पता ही नहीं है. मतलब वो तो हम मतलब बस यही बोलेगा पापा. मतलब पता ही तब चलेगा जब गाड़ी कभी ठुक जाती है कि ये ठुकी कैसे. Otherwise, तो आपको पता ही नहीं चलेगा वो कितनी बार ले आता है. Now, with this kind of a system, you know कब notification जा रही है, like you know when the car is going out, coming out, etc.
हाँ 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 ठीक है. Got it. Okay. Okay. And FASTag also probably like charging your FASTag and like that.
Huh. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Got it. ठीक है. Okay. And so, you know, what is your roadmap for Park Plus? Like next 5 years, roadmap, like what new products do you want to launch or how do you want to scale up the existing products?
So yeah, the idea is very simple. Like first, we are building a global product. This problem hasn't been solved globally. So idea is like, well, we build it for India and then they take this product global. So build more and more use cases around the car owners on the app, on the platform, and take it ahead.
Okay. What are the other use cases you're planning?
Like gradually the other use cases would come around. Like, for example, we have partnered with Car Deco to show second-hand value of the car. So now the customer within my app itself, like, can see what is the value of his car if he wants to sell. So that is one use case. We have partnered with Echo to sell insurance. So that is another use case that we have built. So these are some of the use cases that we have built so far. And there will be more use cases that will come in.
And when you say you want to go global, does it mean like adjacent markets or like West? Like, you know, for example, you will go to first Indonesia and so on, or you'll look at...
So I'm saying first we'll look at the Dubai, Singapore, Indonesia kind of markets, and then we can go for Western market.
Okay. And so in addition to this, like, you know, your pre-Park Plus 6 month period, I think you also did a couple of angel investments. Huh? So tell me about that also.
So, okay. So one of the things that I've also realized is like over a period of time, like I had some fairly decent operating experience, like whether it is MakeMyTrip, whether it is Paytm, whether it is Tokopedia. And this has been across multiple domains. So I figured out like internet will keep changing things. And finally, internet is the business of young guys. Matlab, things will keep changing. If you have to keep understanding of how things are getting built, then you should learn from the other folks rather than just banking on what you learned 5 years back. So I started this journey of angel investments about 3-4 years back. Now I would have put in about 15 angel investment in about 15 companies. I've got a few exits as well. The most notable of them is BharatPay. So I put in money in them, I think, in 2017-18 types. And they have done phenomenally well. Then there are companies like, for example, I put in money in Trell. Again, doing phenomenally well. Then putting money in... companies like Dalchini, Elmond Brittle, these kind of companies last year. In last 18 months, I think I put in about 10 companies. Hopefully, in next 6, 12 months, these guys are going to go and raise their next follow-on rounds, etc. What I like about these companies is like these are in different domains and they help you think a lot. They help you figure out, it gives you an opportunity to do a deep interaction with very confident, very strong founders, understand how they look at business, and they all give you a perspective of how they are looking to scale, how to look at opportunity. Like this is very enriching kind of a conversations. So I don't do angel investment from a sake of return point of view. Matlab, idea is like if the process is right, the returns will come automatically. So I don't need to bother about returns. But what I'm bothering more about is, am I enjoying this journey? Do I enjoy my conversations with the founders? Do I enjoy what these guys are doing? Can I help them in the journey, at least at this stage? See, gradually, once you go past Series A, Series B stage, then you can manage things on your own. You have built a network, etc. From seed to Series A, Series A to Series B, that is where I think I'm able to help these guys.
And how does the deal sourcing happen? Like, people reach out to you? Yeah, are you part of some network or like...
So what has happened is like there is a lot of inbound that comes in very quickly. And then like what happens is like because typically when angel investments happen, 8, 10, 12 angels will come together in a deal. And you interact with other angel guys, then you start understanding which guy is good in what kind of domain, what kind of thought process. And then the inbound happens from the network as well.
So that was Amit talking about his journey as an employee and an entrepreneur. To know more about the offerings of Park Plus for car owners, download the Park Plus app on the Play Store or on your App Store.
If you like the Founder Thesis podcast, then do check out our other shows on subjects like marketing, technology, career advice, books, and drama. Visit thepodium.in, that is thepodium.in, offer a complete list of all our shows.